This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Macca.
If you thought you were somewhere else,
then get a grip.
Get a grip.
Great first hour, team.
Yes.
Great. It was really interesting to have that mix and speak with the Minister for Equality, Harriet Ching, and good to just take a moment and really think about people in the regions and rural areas of Victoria who have been impacted by these awful weather events. So thank you to the Minister for coming on.
It's not rain, it's wind, and if it's not wind, it's fire.
And if it's not fire, there's locusts and plagues and all those other things that tend to happen.
And who's on in the second hour?
We're really excited to have someone in the studio, but we don't want to spoil anything just yet. We'll introduce them shortly. Following that, Macca, who are we going to have?
Well, following that, we've got the CEO of Wire, which is the prince a bit small.
I'll help you out,
Jake Blackley.
Blackley.
I'll get the next one as well. And then we're going to be speaking with the wonderful Australian Macedonian director, Goran Stolevski, who's got a new film, My New Boyfriend.
You're getting a bit gaspy here.
Oh, no, it's just my asthma. And then we're going to be speaking with Julie Rinsky about the Taylor Swift spending that has taken our city by storm.
Now, this is really interesting because NAB, amongst the major banks, actually do a lot of this sort of, I think they're a whole lot of stat nerds.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they've interrogated a lot of the data that they've got, you know, to where the Taylor Swift, a lot of where the Taylor Swift money was spent and what it was spent on, which I'm sure we'll probably be quite shocked at the amount, but also also where it was spent.
But speaking of money and putting it back into the people's hands, we are absolutely thrilled to be joined by Jordy Vandenberg, a.k.a. Purple Pingers, of Shit Rentals. Welcome to Saturday Magazine.
What a great name, Shit Rentals. I like that.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jordy, many of us were scrolling endlessly through lockdown, and I first came across your TikToks in this way, had a little chuckle to myself, and thought about all the black mold I had inhaled in my life. I was wondering if that was the reason for the laughter, but maybe you had something to do with it too. Can you tell us a little bit about how Shit Rentals started and the journey it has been on?
So it started in 2021. I was stuck in my house during COVID and I was mad at real estate agents, so thought I'd make a bit of fun of them, and it kind of snowballed from there.
So it starts with Macca, do you know what TikTok is?
I do.
Okay, fantastic.
I do. It's a Chinese government controlled social media.
That's the one.
Platform.
That's fantastic.
Where they download all our information so they can further infiltrate our society. How's that?
Fantastic. So speaking of downloading information, landlords and real estate agents hold a lot of data about us. And that is one of the inequitable levers that they can pull.
It's not really controlled either.
It's not really controlled. Jordan, what have you found out in this process?
Yeah, I've found out that they're incredibly unethical They will ask questions that aren't appropriate, and they will, recently we've just seen, you know, some real estate agencies are asking about whether or not their, like, tenants in reference checks have posted things on social media that might, you know, bring the landlord's reputation into disrepute and stuff like that. And, like, you don't need to know that kind of stuff to process a tenancy application. So, they're just, like, their powers are very far-reaching and unnecessarily large, especially when we've got vacancy rates of like 1%, and they know that they can do whatever they want and they'll get another tenant in through the door.
And of course the other issue is, yes, the real estate agents are doing this, but there are databases, privately run databases, that maintain a record of, let's call it, people's payment history or their non-payment history, and that, you know, agents and landlords have reference to, but the people that they're talking, or that the information on, don't have access to it.
Exactly.
And I wonder, you know, when do you think government is actually going to, I mean, okay, consumer affairs have a role to play here. Be nice when they start. But when do you think government is going to do, is going to legislate to put some of this under control?
Yeah, so I think fortunately we have had some action with respect to the big tenancy databases like Tikka and stuff like that. So you can only have like a negative kind of inference on there on the official blacklist if, you know, if a few legislative criteria met, which is good. That's a great step. But the reference system is entirely unregulated. It can just be a phone call and, you know, landlords can say, I don't want someone who's Indigenous in my house, which is a, you know, protected class under our anti-discrimination legislation. But who's going to, the only other person who's going to know is a real estate agent. And there's this weird kind of class solidarity between the rich that we're seeing there, where like a real estate agent isn't going to report on a landlord because they rely on their money. So we're not going to see any action in that respect.
So from there, shitrentals.org pops up. Tell us about what the website is and how people are using it and a little bit about the reception, which I think has been my favorite part.
Yeah, so it's just a website where you can review your real estate agency or your like the property that you live in, your rental property. And it's just to give a bit of transparency to renters, because at the moment what we're seeing with the rental listings is a real estate agent will list a property on Domain or realestate.com, and they'll have some photos from the time the property was last sold, which is often, you know, literally a decade ago, and they'll have a ChatGPT generated description about something about the suburb and nothing about the house, and that's all you have. You don't know what you're going into. So this is somewhere that someone can upload photos of the actual property and say, hey, you know, these things happened to me while I lived in this house, or there's, watch out for the black mold in the bathroom. If there's freshly painted, you know, a bathroom, it's probably moldy. Like, look out for cockroaches, look out for all these kind of things. This is the, what the landlord does. You know, there's stories about landlords rocking up and being abusive and stuff like that. But yeah, it's about like landlords and real estate agencies can access and have access to so much information about you, and you have nothing
about them
on them. Exactly.
And it's important to note here, you know, the overwhelming majority of landlords are reasonable people, and the agents do their job professionally. There's an element in the industry and an element amongst landlords that really create this dreadful situation. And you wonder, you know, when, you know, cockroaches, ceilings falling in, you know, all this sort of stuff, you know, does the landlord really think that's okay? And the agent, you know, who's letting the property for them, do they actually think it's okay too? I mean, do you have a, you know, are they on some alternative facts?
Yeah.
You know, universe?
Well, that's how they get their money, by renting out dodgy places. And like, I know, speaking from experience, sure, I might have a bit of confirmation bias, but I've met far more horrible landlords and real estate agents than I have good ones, which is horrible. So, sure, like I do believe that there are good landlords. I don't believe there are good real estate agents, because I think they're class traders, but that's another story.
They speak very highly of you.
I'm sure they love me.
Speaking of people who speak highly of you, we've got a message from 586. Says, Jordan is brilliant and brave and does what Gov and rental tenancies should be doing. Our issue is with estate agents. Why do they exist? Not landlords, who's great. So many crap behaviour since COVID, including giving out keys to third parties to enter the house without notification, inspections without notice, taking photos of furniture, not the house. So you've really hit a moment here, and you see this in the reception online, both from the people who hate and despise you, and from the people who've maybe for the first time in their life have found a platform to express their absolute disgust with the fact that a human right like housing is being treated so poorly. What's your reflection on your polarization?
I think the polarization is quite natural. Like the people that are being called out aren't used to being called out. So the fact that they're going to be defensive and aggressive at the same time makes a lot of sense. That is kind of the goal. Like I'm not going to shy away from that. But the ability to allow people to tell their own story without it having to be presented on my kind of TikTok by, you know, a privileged white person is the whole idea about this website. You can tell your story, real estate agents are going to get mad at me, and we can leave it at that.
So amongst that, how do you keep yourself safe? Because the internet is a terrifying place and people get really unraveled.
Yeah, people get mad. I'm fine. I'm going to be fine. I went to private school. I'm white. I'll be sweet. And like, I've asked a lot of people to sue me and they haven't yet. So if that happens,
Come back on the show if it does. We'll do a whole special. and Geordie, so the website is up and running. The presence has very much been felt across the community. It's been mentioned in Parliament. There are parliamentarians who are aware of support of your cause. What's next?
Yeah.
Good question. I want to get the website to a point where it is valuable to, you know, people in government and politicians and stuff. And it has been provided to, you know, the New South Wales Rental Commissioner and will be provided to a few other government agencies. But that's the goal, to help renters at the end of the day in whatever way it looks like.
And I think, you know, people will have different views on this. And the thing is, they don't have to look at the content.
Mm.
And, you know, if, you know, people saying, well, that's not correct, well, you know, they're entitled to say that.
Mm.
I mean, the reality is, you know, this whole thing gets prominence because people identify with it. It's not just because they're shitty about stuff, right? It's because it's real.
Exactly.
And, you know, agents that get upset about it, well, they need to look at the way they're doing business. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do business, you know, in a professional way and, you know, treat people with respect, or you can do it the other way.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's pretty easy. So it doesn't get currency and it doesn't get attention simply because, you know, people want to get cranky about something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's because it's real.
Exactly. That's like nail on the head. Exactly. Yeah.
And I've lived probably all of us have lived in a shit rental here and there.
Yes.
And when these photos come up online, you just think, oh, my God. Mm. But has there been anything that has just shocked you to your core that you've seen?
Yeah. I went and visited a rental in Footscray or Maribyrnong, actually. Same thing, really. and, like, the tenants were just the nicest people I've ever met. So that kind of, I don't know, that difference was really kind of confronting because the tenants were lovely and I walked into a rental covered in asbestos and kind of squelched through the rental, like, because the...
What do we mean by squelch?
Like, the floor was wet. Like, the whole building was carpeted and the shower was draining directly into the subfloor, not the plumbing or anything. So it was just coming up through the carpet. So I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, you know when carpet's wet?
The whole
carpet.
Squelch.
Yeah. Exactly. They put like duck boards down so you can step through and then, like, you know, gas leaks and holes in the ceiling. It was just like the whole place is just absolutely messed up.
At what price per week?
I can't remember. I think it was like more, I don't know. I actually can't remember, like $400 a week or something like that.
And that included the, you know,
free squelching.
The squelch.
Yeah. And then they raised the rent. And that's when they called me. Because they're like, you know, we have this undisclosed kind of agreement where, like, hey, I know I'm renting a horrible property, but I'll rent it as long as you don't raise the rent. That's a silent agreement that we have. Mm. If you raise the rent, then, hey, I'm going to enforce my rights.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a great initiative. Not everyone's going to agree.
Mm.
But as I said, if, you know, this is real for people. It's not real for everyone, but it's real, you know, for a significant number of people. And it needs a spotlight shone on it because, and many, many, many years ago, I was a real estate agent.
Oh, no.
No. And, you know, I remember some of, you know, the agency I worked for, and we would refuse to take rentals that were shitty.
Yeah. Why doesn't that happen anymore?
I know. And we would, you know, landlords that were unreasonable, you know, we took quite a strong position because tenants, you know, are a really important component of a real estate agency.
Exactly.
So, you know, I look at some of the stuff now and I go,
how'd you let that fly?
How do you do this? And yeah, look, we've all got to make money, we've all got to live, but you can actually do it properly. And I agree with you. Some of this behaviour is just it's appalling.
Yeah.
It's appalling.
Yeah.
And yeah, good on you for calling it out.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Shit rentals.
Don't hate me.
It's too late.
Shitrentals.org. If you've got a shitty rental, get in touch with Geordie, upload it on the website and advocate for yourself. Geordie, thanks for joining us on Saturday Magazine.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. You are on SatMag Joy 94.9 with Macra and Nevena. Stay tuned. There's more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.